We began discussing last time some of the details of the lasas. Number one, the Machlokes Rishonim 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, whether Birshas HaRabim there's a need for the lasas Ulos, or is it sufficient to have the lasas Ruyas Leno. We discussed what seems to be Machlokes Rishonim within the position minimally that you do require the lasas Ulos. What does the Delos accomplish? Does the Delos accomplish creating a situation where the area isn't accessible or fully accessible to the Rabbim, or does it function as a mechitza? And we just raised the question, if you assume that the lumdus of a delus is that it functions as a mechitza, so I understand very well how it functions as a mechitza when it's actually locked, but even if you have delusas and ulas v'layla, they're open by yom, and how does the fact that the delus is locked at night make the area that it encloses a rishis yachid even by yom? So we quoted last time the Sefer Tzias HaShabbos suggests something along the following lines, that as long as the delusas are ne'ulas b'layla, so the fact that there are times when the area is not accessible, where the mechitza functions, rather, as a mechitza, so that removes the shame, rishis harabim. So I have to say something along those lines. You can finesse exactly how you say it. But there is a third sheet in Rishonim, and just we should mention, and that is the shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim is alluded to in the Baal HaMor here in the Sugya Basar Rabbim, the Baal HaMor on Daf Vav Amud Aleph B'Dapei Rif, which corresponds to the Sugya and Daf Kaf Beis. And it's also quoted not B'Shem Rabbeinu Ephraim, but it's quoted in the Me'iri and Shabbos, Daf Vav Amud Aleph Dibur Maskel Zeh, Me'iri Beis HaBechira Shabbos Vav Amud Aleph Dibur Maskel Zeh. So the Rabbeinu Ephraim is of the opinion that even if you have delusas that are ninalas balayla, it only makes the area into a rishus hayachid balayla, but bayom, the area is not considered a rishus hayachid. So this position is rejected by the Rishonim that quote it, but there is such a position on the books. Apparently, delusas only function in that capacity when they are indeed nulas. Okay. Abby.
Seems like an obvious question.
Yeah.
It's not locked after day and night. It's just referring to when they're open, when they're closed.
Right. The Yerushalayim Amalei Del Sazenu Ulas Balayla, that was the Mitzvah. The norm was to close gates at night and to keep them open in the daytime.
In theory, were the gates to be closed, one could just see the gates closed, start carrying, and as soon as they open, they'd have to stop carrying.
According to Sabin or Fahim, correct.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the Stimas Lashon HaMechaber back to Shin Samach Dalid Seif Beis is that when we require delasos, be they delasos that are Ninolos Balayla or be they delasos that are Ruyos Lino, Eveshes HaRabim requires delasos on either, meaning both, sides that are open. Eveshes HaRabim Atzma Einin Niteret Ella B'delasos V'hu she'enin alos balayla. So Stimas Lashon Mechaber sounds like the requirement is that there be delusos on either side. That is, again, that's the confusion in the Sigin Daf Vav on Shabbos, in Machlokes Amara, Machlokes Bisham V'Yisul within Chananya, and then a little bit of a confusion as to how we pass Gidl Maskanas HaGemara, which is itself, as we'll see in a moment, in Machlokes Rishonim. So according to Rashi, Rashi seems to have understood the Maskanas HaGemara there in Daf Vav Amud Beis, that when you require delusos, you do in fact require delusos on either side. And that is how Tosos Dibur Maskel V'Amar, Tosos Dibur Maskel V'Amar assumes Rashi's position to be. And that's also the position of the Rif and the position of the Rush, that Le Maskanas HaGemara, meaning La Halacha, when you require delusos, you require delusos on either side of Rishis HaRabim. And it wouldn't help if you have a delos on one side and a Tzuris HaPesach or a Lechi Bikorah on the other side. And that does seem to be the Shita Sarabim as well. We noted a couple chaburas ago that that's the Kasha the Rashba asked within the Rambam. But the Rambam in Perek Yudzayin of Shabbos Halacha Yud, when he's quoting the Gemara of Beis Bat Mishnei Tzid the Rishis HaRabim, which the Rambam formulates as Beis Kesalim the Beis Tzid the Rishis HaRabim. So there the Rambam requires delosos on either side. So we have to figure out again how the Rishonim understood the Gemara. At the first glance, that's not Beis Hillel within Shitas Chananya. So you have to figure out how you paskin. But that's the issue, and the Rashba leaves that again with the Tzarech Yin on the Rambam. But bottom line, the Rambam does seem to require delosos on either side. The Beis Yosef does quote the Rashba in the Avodas HaKodesh, who thinks that l'halacha is sufficient to have a delos on one side and a lechi okora on the other side. So again, we have Rashi, Rif Rush, probably the Rambam, who seem to assume that l'halacha you need delosos on either side, and you have this Rashba in the Beis Yosef, which is not quoted Shulchan Aruch, but the Beis Yosef does quote the Rashba in Avodas HaKodesh, that it's sufficient to have a delos on one side and a lechi v'kara on the other side.
It is sufficient.
According to the Rashba in Avodas HaKodesh, it is sufficient to have a single delos, and you can have a lechi v'kara on the other side. And that, the Mishnah Berurah alludes to this in Sif Katan Vav, Shin Sam Othal Sif Katan Vav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Ela b'delosos, mikan u'mikan, you need delosos on either side, da'ay de'zeh na'aseis g'chatsish o'rabim, about Suez HaPethach Lo Mahani. The Yesh Poskim, the Sphere Lahu, the Sagi B'Deles, Mitzad Echad, Kishen and Elis Balaila, the Ein Zerish HaSarabim, Kevin Shemunea Rabbi Milavor, Mishar Lashar, the Sagi Mitzad Hashedi Bilachi Okora. So the Mishnah Berurah says there are Poskim that hold that it is sufficient. One only need have a Delos on one side and not on the other side. Who are these Yesh Poskim? So the Sharetzion says, the Rashba, that's the Rashba in the Avodas HaKodesh that the Beis Yosef quotes, and Ritva, V'chein Rash Medas Hari, V'tosos Davav Amibes, Diber Maskel Amarabas. So that in fact is the case, that according to Tosos quotes Rashi otherwise, but Tosos himself seems to assume Maskana that a Delos on one side would be sufficient. Michael. So the way the Mishnah Berurah quotes the sheet is that it has to be a delos that is nin elos. This is all working. So far, we haven't really addressed the sheet of delosos she'ena nin elos. So to date, we're working with the sheet that requires delosos nulos. Okay, and that is in fact what the Taz writes, La'alacha, on back in Simon Shin Mem Hei. The Taz in Simon Shin Mem Hei Sivkatan Hei seems to just quote the opinion that a single delos is sufficient. And the Magen Avraham here in Shin Samach Dalid, Magen Avraham Shin Samach Dalid Beis, quotes both deos. Again, the Taz, Shin Mem Hei Sivkatan Hei, says that one delos is sufficient, and the Magen Avraham here quotes both Deos in Rishonim. Now the difficulty in the Taz seems to be, what does he do with the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch, again, Rishus HaRabim Atma Einani Tares Ela V'Delosos. Delosos, plural. And back in Simon Shin Mem Hei, actually Shin Mem Hei, it's only the Osius of the Ramah that had the word Delosos. Fine, but over here, the Mechaber says, Rishus HaRabim Atma Einani Tares Ela V'Delosos, Behushen and Allah's Balayu. So how does the Taz get away with just quoting a single opinion that you only need one Dalas and not two Dalasas? What would you say? Yeah, good. So the Teferis Yaakov suggests that within the Taz, that maybe he understood, this is page Resh Pei Dalet in the Teferis Yaakov, maybe the Taz understood that Dalasas is delosos in the generic sense, that multiple rishuyos require delosos. You only need one delos in each rishus harabim, but in the whole picture, we're talking about delosos plurals. That, in fact, the Rashba himself says, bidas harambam. That Rashba, that Vav, who's bothered about the Rambam, how the Rambam paskin said you need delosos on either side, so he raises the, and again, he leaves that as a tzarachi in Bidat HaRamba, but he raises the Lashon of Gemara, and Avav and Bebeiz, V'chi Tema B'kachu D'la Ma'arva, Ha B'delosos Ma'arva. So that sounds like you need Delosos plural. So maybe the Rambam is correct after all. Maybe that's where the Rambam got it from. The Rashba says no. The Gemara says the chitema bekachu de la ma'arva habi de lasas ma'arva. The lasas ma'arva means in general that rishis harabim, in order to be matri tiltil, you need dlasas. It doesn't mean you need two dlasas in a given rishis harabim. It means that in general terms, in order to be matri rishis harabim tiltil, you need to have dlasas. Tiferes Yaakov says that to explain the Taz. I'm just pointing out that that same ha'ara the Rashba himself makes when he's dealing with the Rambam in the Sigin Daf Vav. You know, the Rashba raises that line of the Gemara as a presumed raya to the Rambam. So you see the Gemara there in Vav and Vez is assuming you need two Delasos. He says, no, maybe Delasos just means Delasos ba'alma, but not that you need two Delasos per se in a given Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so within the shita that you require delasos that are ninalos balayla, with what frequency does the ne'ila have to take place? So Rashi and Avav Amid Aleph, Dibur Maskel Yerushalayim. Vavim Beis. Rashi writes, Erevin Vavim Beis Yimavki Rishalayim. Rishis Harabim Shala Mechuvim Mishar Lishar Mefulash Vyesh Badrisha Visas Shishim Rebo Vechule Vilmale Shenolin Dal Sasat Bechol Laila Chayav Nala Bishabis Vishim Rishis Harabim. So Rashi writes, Bechol Laila. If not for the fact that the doors were locked, Bechol Laila, Yerushalayim would have been Rishis Harabim. So Rashi seems Mefurish that in the Ilas Delas, it's not sufficient to occasionally lock it at night, to lock it one night a week or two nights a week. It has to be locked b'chol laila. So assumes the Bachir in Simen Shin Samech Dalet.
That means all night or every night?
It means every night. Not kol halaila, but b'chol laila. It has to be locked every night.
It's locked after night, so then for like a certain period during the day?
Presumably, meaning I think that's reasonable to assume that the shchichus was that you lock the gates at night to protect the city. But in a chanami, if you were living in a nocturnal city where everyone was doing business at night and sleeping in the daytime, so maybe they locked the doors in the daytime and not at night. I don't think that should change the day.
Like
the point is on it. I'm sorry? So far we haven't seen that. B'chol Laila sounds like it has to be, it's locked regularly at night. How long? Is it sufficient to lock it for 5 hours or 1 hour or all night? So that, here we don't have a mushmouse. Okay, again, Rashi says B'chol Laila. The Bach assumes that's true L'halacha. And the Bach says that's also Das HaRush. Now, the Sefer Tiferes Yaakov, he points out, page Reish Pei, that if you look in the Rush doesn't quite say that. All the Rush says is that you need Nin Alos Balayla. So the Bach quotes the Rush as saying you need Nin Alos B'chol Laila. If you look in the Rush himself, he doesn't actually use the word b'chol, he just says nin alos b'layla. So the Tiferes Yaakov points out, apparently the Bach understood that the stoma, when you say nin alos b'layla, means b'chol layla. You require it to be locked at night, it means you require it to be locked every night. And then he points out, if you look in the Rashba and the Avodas HaKodesh, his Lashon is nin alos b'laylos. So the Leilos may have that mashmos a little bit more strongly, that it has to be locked at every night. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes as well, Shin Samach Dalet Os Aleph, Shin Samach Dalet Sif Katan Aleph. Aruch HaShulchan in his formulation as Halacha says they have to be locked b'chol laila. So that seems to be the general consensus within the first day in Shulchan Aruch, the day that the Mishnah Berurah points out is the presumed default position of the Mechaber. that you require delasas that are actually nin alos, so then they would have to be nin alos on a nightly basis. And presumably, if every now and then there's a night that is not locked, that's not going to change the status, but regularly, the expectation is that the delasas should be locked. Okay, now let's take a look for a moment and analyze the second position in Mechaber, the Yesh Omrim. The Yesh Omrim, af al pi she'ein nin olos, aval tzarok she'yiru'uyos li'na'el. So you don't require nin olos mamish, but you require ru'uyos li'na'el. So, Mishabura points out again, this is Das HaRambam. Bergola writes that, and that's, if you look in the Torah, that seems to be clearly where the Mechaber is coming from. That according to the Rambam, it's sufficient to have delasos that are ruyos li'na'el. Now, as we pointed out in the past, there was a presumed stira b'das Rambam between Perek Yud Zayin, where the Rambam writes ruyos li'na'el, and Perek Yud Dalet and Erevin Perek Aleph, the Rambam writes nin alos. There were various ways of b'miyashiv that stira. So, according to the Rashba's Yishuv, the Rashba's Yishuv was that there's a distinction between a Rishus HaRabim Mamish and Drachim HaMefulashim Rishus HaRabim. The Rashba understood, but that's the Rambam, that if you have a Rishus HaRabim Mamish, then you need Delosos that are Nin Olos Mamish. If you have a Derech HaMefulash Rishus HaRabim, so then it's sufficient to have Ru'uyos Linail. Right? So clearly, according to that, clearly, the Mechaber, if the Mechaber is Yesh Omrim, is the Rambam, the Mechaber is not understanding the Rambam as the Rashba did. According to the Rashba, the Rambam would agree that if you have a Rishus HaRabim Mamish, then you require Delasos that are Nin Olos. In Sif Beis, we're talking about Rishus HaRabim Mamish. Sif Aleph, if you look back, Shin Samach Dalas, Sif Aleph, that's talking about Amavi HaMefulash Rishus HaRabim. And there we pass in Tzuris HaPesach and Lachi Bekora. Rishus HaRabim Mamish, Rishus HaRabim Gemura, there you require Delasos. So according to the Rashba, the Rambam would agree with the first day in Shulchan Aruch that by Rishus HaRabim Mamish you require Delasos Ne'ula. So clearly, the Yesh Omrim and the Mechaber, if that Yesh Omrim is the Rambam, then the Mechaber is understanding the Rambam not the way the Rashba understood the Rambam. Good? Clear? Yes, Sammy. If it's an actual Rishus HaRabim, you need Delasos Nin Olos. And if it's Mefulash Rishus HaRabim, it's sufficient to have Ru'uyos Li'na'el. Okay, so the Mechaber must have been assuming that there must have been understanding the Rambam otherwise, like, let's say, the Magen Mishnah, who didn't have this distinction. And according to the Magen Mishnah's Rambam, even by a Rishus HaRabim Mamish, it's sufficient to have Delasos, She'ena, and Nenolos. Remember, the Magen Mishnah de-emphasized the Rambam's Lashon of Neulos, or Nenolos, as somewhat Lav Dafka. Okay, so this Yesh Omrim Shulchan Aruch assumes that, halakhically speaking, delasos that are ruyas li'na'el are the functional equivalent of delasos that are nin alos mamish. So that formulation you have a little bit more clearly in the Ravan that I put on the Marmor Kamos. The Ravan in the very end of Simin Shin Memtes, which was discovered by the Beis Ephraim in his lengthy tshuva. So the Ravan there says that Ru'uyas Li'na'el is essentially considered Ki'ne'ulos. And if you look in the tshuva of the Avnei Nezer has quite a number of tshuvas on the topic of Delasos. Some of the highlights I had put on the Marmor Kamos. The Avnei Nezer in Simin Reish Ayin Tes Os Beis, Reish Ayin Tes Os Beis, he points out that this position, that it's sufficient to have Delasos HaRu'uyos Li'na'el, is also the position of Tosfos, in of all places, Psachim, Daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph Dibur Maskel Tochev. Psachim Samech Vav Amud Aleph Dibur Maskel Tochev. Tosfos there is discussing the scenario of the person who forgot to bring his Pesach to the Har Habayis before Shabbos on an Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. So the Gemara there describes how you'd be tochev the knife in the fur or the wool of the sheep. So in that discussion, Tosfos has a line that Yerushalayim was a... In discussing whether Yerushalayim was or wasn't Rishis HaRabim, he has a line that Yerushalayim had the lassos that were Reuyos Linayel. So Tosfos there seems to be formulating the Nun Alas Balayla as Ruyos Linal, and Ruyos Linal is sufficient to accomplish whatever Nun Alas Mamish accomplishes. There's a Marsha there that is Ma'ore, something along these lines. Okay, so what's the Hesver? If you assume, again, so as far as the requirements of Delasos, we explain that either Delasos restricts access to the Rabbim and removes the status of Rishis HaRabim because it's not an area that's Masul HaRabim, like let's say Rashi on Daf Kuf Aleph in Erevin, or Delasos function as a kind of Mechitza. Which emerges from Tosos on Daf Vav, and I didn't quote this last time, and it's also pretty beferish in the Ritva. If you look in the Ritva on Daf Kaf Beis Amud Aleph Dibur Maskel Kan, Kaf Beis Amud Aleph Dibur Maskel Kan, the Ritva has a line: the Kol Shel Del Sasan in Alos Nidon Kistima Gemura Umechitza Shlema. That wherever you have doors that are locked, it's considered like a full stima, a full bona fide mechitza. Ukeilu Yesh Kan Dalin Mechitza. So the Ritva is pretty beferish that what Delasos and Nun Alos accomplish is it makes that area into a Mechitza Gemur. Okay, so either restricting access, making the area not Masul Rabim, or creating a Mechitza. So that explains what do we accomplish through a Delas that's Nun Alos Belayla. What about Delasos Haruios Linoel if Delasos Haruios Linoel are sufficient? So there's a Me'iri, the Me'iri in Erevin Daf Vav Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskel Ukvar Beyarnu. Vav Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskel Ukvar Beyarnu. I think that Teferes Yaakov points out the Lashon of Me'iri, and in the Masifta Gemara they point out this Me'iri. The Me'iri writes the following: the Od Kasvu she delasos elu lo she yu nin alos dafka elu ruuyos linael. Fine, so it's sufficient to have delasos ha ruuyos linael shekol she ruuyos linael rabim svurim shehe nin alos vein bokinba. Again, shekol she ruuyos linael, as long as the doors are lockable, even if they're not really locked, rabim svurim Shehein in Alos. People think that they're locked, even if they're not really locked. Vein Bokenba. And people are not going to traverse. Like if you have an emergency exit and you write alarm will sound, then people are not going to walk through the door, even if the alarm won't sound. So if you have a Delos that is Ruyos Linoel, even if it's not actually Nin Alos, people will think that it's Nin Alos, so they won't bother trying to open it. It sounds like the doors are closed.
Right. Otherwise,
they'll just walk through. Unless some are closed or they're a little bit closed and people don't get close enough to notice how close they are. But yeah, on some, it doesn't sound like they're mamish open all the way and just closable. One second. So that Me'iri very much sounds like the approach that we attributed to Rashi, that the function of Delasos nin olos is that they prevent the area from being totally masul rabim, and for all intents and purposes, the delos ha ra'uya linael does the same thing because it's going to prevent access to the rabbim who are going to be fooled into thinking that they can't get through. Avi.
This doesn't fit in well with the Lashon of the saying the Rambam wanted us to be the fine of the Afar, and then it seemed like as long as there's too much dust or dirt or rock
right.
build up,
right.
to clean them off. He didn't make it seem at all like they were closed but not locked.
Right, the Rambam is Lashon Gemara, really. That's the example of Gemara has it above him the base. So
right.
don't blame the Rambam. Yeah.
Right, okay, fine, even better.
Yeah.
So then, the Meiri seems to be commenting a different sort of middle ground, where he's talking about clothes but not locked. That doesn't seem like the same, you can't put them in the same camp.
Why can't Dr. Gemara be talking about clothes?
It doesn't seem like you're talking about actually clothes. Just talking about
well, it could be. It could be that it's covered, clothed and covered with dust. So the fact that it's covered with dust would render the effect of its being in an ala somewhat compromised until you dust it off. Maybe.
Okay. Seems dope. It seems like more pashup shot than that. It's open and
right.
nobody's closed these gates in 20 years.
Right.
You want to not make an error, so you better make sure those gates could close in theory.
Right.
But then you're done. Which would then the New York Star wouldn't explain that.
Okay.
Well, said that's the wrong reading
of the Gemara. Right. Fine. Okay, good. Good R. Right. But if... Okay, good. But the Meiri is definitely assuming that the... what Delosos and Olos accomplishes is restricting access to the Rabbim. If you go with the other Mahalach and Rishonim that we saw, that it's a Mechitza... then you have to give a different hesber as to what Delosos She'ein and Nenolos accomplished. If Delosos and Nenolos are Mechitza, when they're Nenolos, so what did Delosos She'ein and Nenolos, even the, if they are Ru'uyos Linal, help? So again, what Tiferes Yaakov says, you have to say something along the following lines, that however you're going to explain, this is what we dealt with a little bit before, however you're going to explain the effect of Delosos Nenolos during the time that they're not Nenolos, meaning, unless you assume that they're Ben Ephraim, if you have delosos, even if they're locked all night, they're open in the daytime, so how does that area become a Rishis Yachid even in the daytime? So whatever you'll answer to explain that, some of the fact that it's locked at some point is sufficient to change the status of the area, so you'll say something similar to explain the sheet of delosos obviously not. As long as it is capable of being locked, even if it's not really locked, that itself creates enough of a Kain Mechitza to render the area enclosed into a Rishis HaYachid, no longer a Rishis HaRabim. Okay. So, we began by explaining that within the position that you require Delosos and Olos, it seems that there's a consensus. Delosos and Olos require Ne'ilah every night, or generally on a nightly basis. What about Delosos HaRu'uyos Lina'el? So do the delosos obviously know have to be locked at some point? The delosos that are capable of being locked. So do they ever have to be locked? Do they just need to be capable of being locked even if you never lock them? So in the Chuvas Avni Nezer, Simin Reish Samiches Ozhei, he draws a interesting analogy to the chalitza shoe. Not because of the etymological parallels between Delosos, Ninolos, and Ne'ilas Sandal. But in the following sense. So the Gemara has in Daf Kuvdalit and Yavamos, the Gemara raises a question about the validity of using a Bezdin shoe as a Chalitza shoe. Now, nowadays, we always use the Bezdin shoe for the Chalitza shoe because people don't generally wear shoes that we would consider valid for Chalitza. So the Bezdin owns a chalitza shoe. But the Gemara raises the question, Na'al d'beidina is not considered to be asli lahalachbo. It's not considered to be used for, or made for wearing, for walking in, and the chalitza shoe has to be made to walk in. So the Gemara answers, even though, generally speaking, you're correct, the Havamina is correct that a chalitza shoe is not usually used for walking, for wearing, but in theory, if someone came into Beis Din and was shoeless, then Or if the Shaliach Beis Din needed a shoe, so Beis Din wouldn't be makbid if the Shaliach Beis Din wore the Chalitza shoe. So that's the Gemara in Yevamah and Nakuf Dalet. In theory, the Chalitza shoe has to be wearable, has to be something that's made to walk in. And the fact that, theoretically, if the Shaliach Beis Din wanted to walk in the Chalitza shoe, the Beis Din wouldn't object, is enough to render it usable. So the Avnei Nezer says that might have been true bismanehem, where the style of the Chalitza shoe was at least somewhat similar to the style of shoes that people would wear. But nowadays, no one in their right mind would ever wear a Chalitza shoe to go for a walk. So how does the Gemara's answer help us nowadays? That's even the Shliach Beis Din, you wouldn't have a situation in which anyone would be coming to Beis Din and asking to borrow the Chalitza shoe to wear to go for a walk. The Avnei Nezer says it must be that the fact that the practice is that a Yabam puts on the Chalitza shoe and he walks for 4 amos, so that is enough. The fact that he wears it for a limited amount of time, even in the Beis Din, is enough to allow us to consider the Chalitza shoe as Asui Lahalochba. So it has to be used at some point, but it's sufficient to be used for the most minimal amount of time. So the Avnei Nezer says, by way of analogy, the same thing should be true for Delasos Haruyos Lean Oil. They don't have to be locked on a regular basis or even a semi-regular basis, but the Delos has to be locked at some point. If it's never going to be locked at all, so that isn't considered a Delos. Just like the Na'al for Chalitza, if it would never be worn at all, cannot be considered a valid Chalitza shoe. So just as the Chalitza shoe needs to be worn for a minimal amount of time, so too the Delas Haruya Linal has to be locked for a minimal amount of time. And short of that, even if it's Ruya Linal, it doesn't help. The Avnei Nezer, in a different tshuva, just gives you a little bit of a shear. So in Simon Reish Ayin Tes Osvav, he writes that if you have Delasas Haruya Linal, they should be locked once a week or once a month, even if it's for a small period of time. And then he says, if you have delusas on either side of the city, then don't even have to be locked at the same time. You can lock one delus at one point and the other delus at another point. It has to be locked at some point, and the shear that he throws out is once a week or once a month. Yeah, little question?
So this is a question on the Chalitza part, so we can skip that. But
yeah.
Why, if he's right, then why did the Gemara have to give his answer?
Shaliach Beis Din?
Yeah.
What should the Gemara said?
That the person wears a shoe for Orama.
That's qualitatively the same. Maybe the more Shkiach answer might have been that you'll give it to the Shaliach Beis Din because he wants to wear it, he wants to borrow it to go to the bank.
Who is it who said
it wants to be the one? The Avnei Nezer.
Okay.
The first two of the Avnei Nezer was Reish Samech Ches Hei, and the second two was Reish Ayin Tes
Vav. Why is he saying once every once a month, though? In theory, what you're pointing out is that it works for the Chalitza. You wear it once, it's now shame a Chalitza shoe. Understand the Halosik, the right way, we don't revisit.
Right.
In theory, it was used once at the door, so now it's Halos shame the door. What, after a week or a month, needs it to refresh that status? What causes it to deteriorate?
Meaning, say, once a year, or say once.
Once.
Right.
What caused it to refresh? Why did I wake up today and it was no good yesterday? Was in the same vein that I would ask, and maybe that's
right.
A question. But if the guy were to come in again for another chalitza,
right,
you have to wear this shoe again. That was a shoe. He wore that shoe. He was done. If you wore the shoe for chalitza today, you didn't finish it. Does he have to wear it again tomorrow? It was a shoe. He wore it.
Okay. In a konami, I hear. Right. I mean, it's clear even in the Avnei Nezer that the once a week, once a month is arbitrary. But you're asking, why even that? Why not once a year? And on some level, there probably has to be, meaning, it has to be, can't just be a chuch of tulula. It has to be some seriousness involved, that it's something that's usable on some level. But maishna, once a month, once a year, once a week, I don't know, it doesn't spell out. Yes, sir.
Wait, why don't the Rambam say a shir?
Why don't they say a shir?
Because,
well, the Rambam doesn't say a shir. The Rambam is just quoting Lashon Gemara, as the Rambam always does. So you wouldn't expect, the Gemara doesn't have a shir. So you wouldn't expect the Rambam to create a shir. You know, the practical details are things that are usually fleshed out by later poskim.
But this was
shown him deal with theory.
Not obvious at all, but
it's not. I mean, Avinaz himself says it is Hashar, it's a suggestion. I mean, between if you had Yerushalayim and you had Mechuza from Padisa, or the areas that the Gemara and Daf Vav suggest might have been Rishus Arabim, but I don't think there's any historical evidence. Well, okay, and that doesn't. So what do you want to say? Which way? So you would have expected what?
Spell out, and it needs to be locked.
And the fact that it hasn't been spelled out means that what's not required? It doesn't have to be locked at all. The fact that the mistimas have shown him within the shita that you require that is sufficient to lessa shein and anola. So the fact that Rishonim didn't explain why or what the shear is, it must be never has to be locked. Right. This is a Rav Asher Weiss type argument that it must be a ger can't. There's no chiyah for a ger to be tovelos kelim and his megayer, because if there was, you'd expect to be shown in the post and talk about it. Chumin lamed hay, and I think reprint the Michas Asher Chelakimel. Or it must be that there's no chiyuv for a bar mitzvah boy to say Berachas HaTorah the night that he becomes bar mitzvah, because the early apostles never talked about it. And if it was the case, you'd expect them to talk about it.
Right.
I'm sorry?
And what's the response? Like, what's the other way of looking at
it? The other way of looking at things is mechadeshi, that not everything has to be spelled out, and not everything, the fact that, and maybe it's possible to be shown that you do have need to be Kalim. Nechatesi, just because you think one thing is more posh in the Svara than the fact that no one else said otherwise means that, you know, you bring it right in both directions. Okay. I think Avinaz quotes Chalitza as a mashal, and that is the Koveya. Okay. There's another Tshuva of the Avinaz. Yeah.
How often is it likely to be at all, probably to whether you think it's a mechitza versus mene of the rabbin, meaning if you think it's in one direction, if you think that it's at least taking the svara that we said with Kariyako, that it'll look closed, no, meaning it'll look right, it won't go right, and it never really has to be locked, it'll just sort of look like it's locked, while for mechitza you think it actually has to be locked sometimes. In order for at least once a month or once a week, in order for actually functioning as a mechitza.
That could be, but it's not bechreit. You could say, even according to the Meiri, it has to be locked at some point.
At least for the Meiri, it's not.
Right, okay, fine. So that that direction I hear. The other way, I think, go give it away. Good. The Avnei raises another question in Simen Reish Ayin Vav, Os Vav. So let's say you have a deles that is theoretically ruya lina'el, but the authorities don't allow you to lock it. So you have your deles at the entrance to the city, but the government doesn't let you ever lock it. So it's theoretically ruya lina'el, but practically speaking, there's no hechatims in which you can actually lock it. So is that sufficient? It's if you require delasa sarius lina'el, which the Avinazer elsewhere says you have to be able to lock it at some point, you have to actually lock it at some point, what about a situation where the government prevents you from locking it? So he thinks that there are three reasons that this would still be considered a valid delas. Number one, the fact that the government prevents you from locking it is essentially argue with VLA, that you can lock it, and someone else is preventing you from actually locking it. I'm sorry? Are you here to reveal it? The lion is crouching over it, preventing you from coming, but theoretically it's accessible. And then he says, it really is Riley Nile by the government. If the government wants to lock it, they can. You might not be able to lock it yourself, but who's to say that the Ruyas Linal have to be by the Jews? Maybe it's sufficient to be Ruyas Linal by the government. And then he says, even if the government, I think this is what he means, even if the government doesn't let you lock it, but no one's going to notice if you just go lock it for a minute and then open it again. So it really is rightly no, you can actually lock it for a little bit. The first two reasons alone don't seem so consistent with what he wrote earlier, meaning if ordered for it to function as a mechitza, or ordered to function as a delis, however you explain delis, it has to actually be locked. So if l'maisa you never lock it, it's never locked. What difference does it make why you don't lock it? So it could be that the third reason is really coloring the others, that that l'maisa you could lock it at least for a little bit. And he says that there's no minimal shear for the amount of time that you have to lock it. But once you render the area shesiyachid by locking it for a minimal amount of time, so that's sufficient to give it the status of a functional delis. Okay. Yeah.
Is that also to be repeated every,
Again, so that goes back to the previous having days, or once a week, once a month. It doesn't exactly spell out. That's what it sounds like.
In the minimum, right?
Right, so you go to Amsterdam Avenue and you pull it across the street, and then you look over your shoulder, make sure no one's looking, and put it back.
Sounds like a good
Okay, so I presume that that's accounted for and it's done in such a way that... he doesn't exactly spell out that this is his advice, but it sounds like that's what he's saying. You can take a look. Simon Reish Ayin Vav of Vav. Okay, there's a machlokas achronim when we talk about a delas that's required to be matir shesarabim, be it a delas ha-nin-eles, or be it a delas ha-ru'ya li-na'el. Does a delas have to be accompanied by yitzuris ha-pesach? When we talk about a door, does a door have to have a door frame? Or can you have a door without the frame? So if you look in the Chazon Ish, in the beginning of Simon Yudalid, which I think I put in the Mar Mekomos, the Chazon Ish in the beginning of Yudalid writes that there are places where the government prevented the erection of a Tzuras HaPesach, but would allow Delosos. So people would have Delosos without a Tzuras HaPesach, and they lock the Delas maybe once on an even less than occasional basis, so they're going with the position that is sufficient to have Delosos HaRuyos Lina'el. But other than that, the Delas would always be open, and there wouldn't even be a Tzuras HaPesach there. So you'd have a Pirtza with the Delas, and the Delas had no door frame, it's just a door, and the door is open pretty much continuously. And the state, what exactly the laws were in these towns in Europe about what you could erect and couldn't erect, and that you could have a delis but not a Tzuras HaPesach, maybe the delis was there anyway, I'm not quite sure. But there definitely is literature about this, the fact that there are communities where they weren't allowed to erect Tzuras HaPesach. There's a whole kuntris, which I haven't had a chance to look at yet, but the Ritziner of Tchelos fame, has a kuntris entitled Delosos Sharei Ha'ir, kuntris Delosos Sharei Ha'ir. It's on Hebrew books, probably in Osach Chachma too, 84 pages, which maybe I'll take a look at if I have a chance a little bit later. But the topic of this kuntris, Delosos Sharei Ha'ir, is whether or what you can do to be matur tiltal in a location where the authorities don't allow the erection of a Tzuras HaPesach. So the Chazon Ish assumes So he quotes that there was such a tendency in certain places to have a delus of that which was a Pesach, and he said that's incorrect. That they don't tell me that a delus is better than a tzuris haPesach. Meaning, in a place where you would want to use a tzuris haPesach, you could use a delus of that which was a Pesach. Instead, and that a delus of that which was a Pesach would have a status of a mechitza. So that's not true. How do I know that? Because the Gemara tells us in Menachos and Daf Lamed Gimel that Piskei Shamai are Pater Min HaMezuzah. What are Piskei Shamai? If you have a doorway that's either lacking the crossbeam or lacking the posts, so you have a deformed doorway. So the deformed doorway, Piskei Shamai, is Pater Min HaMezuzah. Okay? Piskei Shamai, a deformed doorway, is Pater Min HaMezuzah. So what is this Piskei Shamai? The Chazon says, obviously, the Piskei Shamai has a delus. There is a door there. If there wasn't a door there, then at least according to the Rambam, your Pater Min HaMezuzah for another reason, because according to the Rambam, you only Chayiv HaMezuzah if you have a door. According to the Rambam, a doorway without a door is Pater Min HaMezuzah. So at least, he explains why it's true according to other Rishonim also, but for simplicity's sake, let's work within the Rambam. According to the Rambam, if you have a doorway without a door, you're Pater Min HaMezuzah. So the Gemara is telling you, Piskei Shamai is Pater Min HaMezuzah, Alf Piskei Shamai, it must be talking about where there is a doorway, where there is a door, and there's a deformed doorway. So over there in Hilchos Mezuzah, if I have a door without a Tzuris HaPesach, so that's going to be Pater Min HaMezuzah. Okay? So if I have a door without a Tzuris HaPesach, it's Pater Min HaMezuzah. But if I have a Tzuris HaPesach without a door, then I'm going to be Chayiv HaMezuzah according to most Rishonim aside from the Rambam. So go through the Cheshbonos, but he says, you see in Hilchos Mezuzah that a Tzuris HaPesach is a stronger kind of a door than a delus. Let me rephrase that. A Tzuris HaPesach without a delus is going to be Chayiv HaMezuzah. A delus without a Tzuris HaPesach is going to be Pater Min HaMezuzah.
Sorry, Tzuris HaPesach without a door is Chayiv HaMezuzah?
According to the Rambam, Tzuris HaPesach without a door is Pater Min HaMezuzah. According to Rav Rishonim, Tzuris HaPesach without a door is going to be Chayiv HaMezuzah. So you have to read through the piece to see the cheshbon, but the bottom line, the Chazidish assumes an analogy between Hilchos Mezuzah and Hilchos Shabbos and Mechitzas for Shabbos, and assumes based on that analogy that a delus cannot function as such without a Tzuris HaPesach. So you can't replace a Tzuris HaPesach with a delus. And where you need a delus also have to have a Tzuris HaPesach. We'll see in a moment, this is probably a Machlokas Rishonim. Michael.
Why can't you combine, why does Machlokas Rishonim come out with the Chumra that we had early on in the year, where basically you have a big bunch of buildings. The opening, you can see that the building, it's mostly building, therefore the wall extends. And then you say that that the Rav Ma'am bought that wall, but now you have a gate, not actually, more so you're making it a strong wall, and therefore that area is like a wall, and sort of that's not even necessary there.
That's fine. We're talking about a case where that's not the Metzias. We're talking about a case where we need a delus. We have a Rosh Hashanah. And that Pathanich explains how if we pass the Rosh Hashanah about the Melchitza, many areas won't be Rosh Hashanah. Here we're talking about if you have Rosh Hashanah and you need a delus, what quality of delus do you need? That's a different topic. Okay. Here's what I'd like to do. I really do want to get moving and start the carpet, so So, with your permission,